This recording, Louisiana 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Destrehan, a little town about 30 miles outside of New Orleans. It was very rural. We had one little country store. We picked blackberries in the summer and swam and did very country kind of things. And grew up with lots of family around, always. And I was a tomboy, and my cousin was a tomboy, so we had a great time growing up. I hated school. I liked recess and PE and playing sports after school. I hated lunch. And then I went into New Orleans for high school and college. And met my husband at college in New Orleans, and I was 18 then, and we wound up moving to New Orleans when we got married when I was 23, and had my first baby in New Orleans in Gentilly, and then we moved to Metairie, to the suburbs, and had our second baby, and then we moved to the North Shore, across Lake Pontchartrain, and we've been here about 30 years, and I'm 61 now. And I love to play tennis, and I have 6 grandchildren, and they're so much fun. And I've been married 38 years, and I love being married now. You appreciate it more when you get older. And I miss my parents dearly. I have a sister and a brother who I treasure, especially with my parents gone. My dad, my mom and dad were both from New Orleans. And his father was from Le Havre, France. And my dad didn't speak English till he went to school. They spoke French at home. And they had a very close family, too. We have an above-the-ground cemetery. Monument, whatever you call it, in the Metairie Cemetery for the family. Most of the family is buried in there. Very New Orleans, traditionally, even though I lived outside of New Orleans. Very tied to it. Lots of family there.